Fellow Precision.
Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. I was trying to touch base here with Steve. Is he in right now?
Yes, this is him.
Oh, perfect. How are you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. So I'll be handling your file here. I just want to give you a little bit of feedback. We're not really done processing it as far as numbers are concerned. We should have those either tomorrow or on Monday, some concrete numbers. But just want to give you some feedback here and to make sure we get on the same page. So you're looking for about $30K to cover some payroll and expenses, correct?
Yeah.
All right. When is your payroll due?
When is
what kind of time frame are we working at? I know as soon as possible, but is there a certain date where it's going to be completely necessary to have the funds by?
I was telling Sal or Mark, one of the two, that at the time we're trying to get these funds up front. The current payroll I can cover. I'm not worried about that. I'm trying to take on some bigger jobs that I have coming up in the next month or so.
Okay. I did not know that. I thought we were racing the clock on something here, so that alleviates a lot of pressure. That's nice. So how much are you...
Obviously, the sooner the better. That way I can kind of tell my customer if I could take on the jobs or not. That's kind of, where I'm at with that.
Exactly. So if we can, have this theoretically funded for you sometime next week, that'd be ideal.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Yeah, that's totally within the spectrum of possibility. Far as the amount, so $30K, and what's designated for payroll and what's kind of designated for cash flow for the jobs? Do you have those kind of split or?
What do you mean, like amounts or?
Yeah, saying like, hey, I'm gonna need about $10K for the payroll and about $20K for operational costs. Exactly the breakdown?
I mean, that's pretty much what you just said is pretty much right where it's about, because
all right.
I got to buy, I got to get materials up front and cutters and all the hard costs. And, obviously my vendors are not going to be happy to wait 6 months to get paid. And then,
nope. But it's funny if you work on a net 60, it's almost expected, you're like, oh, well, in the construction industry, if you, you're doing a job, you're a little bit different manufacturing, but construction's crazy, especially on the commercial end. These guys don't get paid for 3 months, but,
I have customers that are net 60, and, it's just, we have to deal with it, and we do okay through it. It's just, my vendors are not the ones that are too happy about it. They want their money at 30 days,
Yeah, no, I can, definitely understandable. So just kind of keep running down the list here, just to confirm, you have no balances currently for working capital?
No.
Perfect. And also, just confirming, I saw some old tax liens on a credit report. Those have all been resolved, it looks like.
Yeah, those were released, and those were actually when we were sole proprietor. We incorporated it right after that.
Yeah, I bet you that was pretty scary, having some liens, sole prop. But maybe you should get an LLC.
They were more with the personal taxes, and they kind of put them on because sole proprietor was the same thing. We were filing taxes under everything.
Exactly.
They weren't high amounts. It's just kind of, I think mainly what actually happened was the person I had handling our accounts department at the time kind of let them slip by, and, when I kind of found out, it was too late, and they're telling me we had a lien, and we took care of them right away and got them released.
Okay. See, there's always a backstory.
Yeah, exactly.
Always a backstory.
Exactly.
All right. So, just kind of moving down. So I took a look through the bank statements to kind of get an initial feel of what you're kind of looking for is, within possibilities. And, we're looking good. Some of the ending balances were a little bit light under the 10K mark. It was like three out of the 6 months, like August, June, May. Is that summer slow season for you guys? Or?
Yeah, it does. It kind of tends. What tends to happen is... Corporate tax filings are September. They close in September. So when it gets close to there, around June, July, August, September, they slow my payments down once again. My vendors don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So your customers are kind of tightening up a little bit closer to the tax.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I see, I see. So you kind of get some unintended slow season, but not really because of any of the industry or the product or anything. It's just more of the taxation.
The balances stay there. They just kind of push the 60 to 75, 90, you know, and then the 30 day guys end up going to 60, and it just, you just keep calling every week and trying to collect, and you know, they pay. It's just you gotta be patient with them.
Mhm. Mhm. No, you're not the only one. It's a pretty typical thing.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So shouldn't be a big hurdle. I just kind of wanted to touch base with that with you, and what happened in June? I saw a couple of overdrafts. Again, it's not anything major. Just going through it, I did notice that.
I think it was, I think at that time, I think we had deposited from I want to say at that time it was a deposit from a new customer, and the bank put a hold that we weren't aware of, and it kind of backed us up. But
okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just writing some notes.
We don't ever have overdraft fees.
That's what I was looking through. It you know, it didn't seem that you were close to ever getting that close to zero or overdrafting at all, and I saw, you know, slight charge there. It's just a deposit from new customer, bank put on hold.
Yeah.
Write down some notes by hand, just bear with me here. Cool. Got overdrafts. And yeah, so ran your credit to, I like to do this, what's your guess on it, Steve?
On my credit?
Yeah, what would you say you fall in between?
I know I'm in between about a 685 to 695, somewhere around there.
Right on the money.
On my high point.
Right on the money, 688.
Yeah, I try to keep track of my credit, like I said. Yeah. I was telling, I don't know Mark. Once again if it was Sal or Mark, but I'm kind of, if I get offered a 0% interest when I go to purchase something, I try to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's good for all good reasons. That only comes from the manufacturer, though, right? Where you're getting 0% interest.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, like, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, no, exactly. So that falls in line, you know, kind of shouldn't affect anything too much there. You're basically at the average. The only thing, really, on the working capital that the FICOs really affect are payment scheduling. And, you know, I heard that you didn't really, weren't open to the daily payments. It's kind of tough on the cash.
That, you know, I think that honestly would probably be kind of hard because of the fact that all of our vendors, they pay weekly basis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't collect money daily. They usually pay like Fridays or every, you know what I mean. Even if our invoice lands on the Monday, they don't cut the check till Friday.
Yeah. No, that's definitely, you're not the first person to kind of have a issue with that as far as cash flow and the way the business operates and logistics and whatnot. But you know, over the time working here, I have come up with a good solution to that issue, which is because it's an unsecured loan. Most of the risk is on the lender. So
yeah.
They want to, instead of having a monthly or a weekly payment to where you, if you miss one, they've just missed out on an entire month, where this way they get breadcrumbs a little bit at a time, so that if you miss a payment, it's like, oh, he only missed a $100 payment, it's okay, rather than losing the entire, you know, whole month's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that I've gotten around that to kind of satisfy both parties is you can actually, once the loan has funded and it's going to be on a daily payment schedule, you can call up the lender and prepay.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically, from a cash flow perspective, you're paying, you know, at the beginning of the month, and you're prepaying us for the entire month. So from a cash flow perspective, it's a monthly payment, quote unquote. You see what I'm saying? But from our perspective, we got our money and we're okay, and you know, there's no worries. So it kind of alleviates the stress of having the daily payment from a cash flow perspective for you, and we have no stress on our end worrying about getting paid. So that's one of the alternative, you know, methods to getting around that daily payment, and we could definitely look into that. But you might even qualify for weekly. It's hard to tell, but Now, that's just something where if we do get the daily payments, it shouldn't be a deal breaker. We can always set that up and have get you going on monthly payments pretty much. The first one is the only one where you kind of have to bite the bullet and prepay, but after that, you don't really even notice that it's a, you know, it's like rent you pay at the beginning of the month.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's just
Not ideal, but that's how I've been getting around the daily payments, really, is just kind of by set. Even if sometimes, you know, you can qualify for more than 30, so if that first month is going to be a little tight, if you had to pay the whole month up front, you'd say, hey, let's throw in an extra $2,000, let's make it $32,000, pay that off up front, and then from then on out, you're pretty much going to be on a monthly payment. Everything will be all good.
So, I mean, but you're saying if you pay it up front, then what? If I pay it up front, then they're not going to take the daily, or how? I don't understand.
What happens if you pay up front, then they don't take the daily until your next one is scheduled. So, like, you can pay it every week and prepay, you know, it's only Monday through Friday, obviously. So, like, you could pay every Monday. You're only obligated, let's say your payment's $100 a day. You're obligated on that Monday to make that $100 payment. If you want to call up and say, hey, I want to pay $1,000 and get my next 2 weeks paid for, then your next payment, it'll just say, like, next payment on the 15th, Monday, $100. If you want to prepay the entire month off, you know, hey, I want to pay $2,000, take it all up front, and you can get my next payment on the 1st.
Yeah.
So it's not a perfect solution, Stephen, but it is basically how to get around that. It's a loophole in the system.
Yeah.
But, we'll figure that out a little bit later. Just kind of wanted to bring that up to your attention. And because you have that 688, which is right on the cusp, you know, I've seen people in your position get the weekly or monthly. I've seen people not get the weekly or monthly, kind of be really bummed on it. So it's better to kind of game plan before we even get there.
So
we can play with some numbers and figure that out later, but just kind of want to give you a heads up on what we're looking for. But as far as term length, what were you thinking of? Because these are, I'm not sure if, you know, Mike went over this with you, Mark, I mean, or Sal, but they are shorter termed loans.
Yeah, like when you say shorter term, like what? Like what's the lengths, I mean?
You know, first time customers with your credit, probably anywhere between, we can go as little as like 3 or 4 months all the way out until about like 18 for first time. We do extend, you know, once you start doing some repeat business, we go up to 3 years with the unsecured working capital, but just realistic. I know I want to be honest with you. I don't want to like, hey, yeah, we'll get you 3 years, come back with a, you know, 10-month loan and you're going to be really upset. So yeah, it's about 18 months is more on the further end, which for your capital amount, you know, you're not asking for $200,000, you know, it should be pretty feasible with your revenues. Like just to say it's over 12 months, because they're also not going to give you a very long term on a tiny amount of capital. So let's just hypothetically, it's 12 months on $30,000. So with zero interest, it's $2,500 a month.
Yeah.
You can swing that, you know, add a couple hundred on to that and somewhere around.
Obviously, I want to go with, you know, probably as long as possible because, you know, the jobs that I'm looking to take on, they're going to be running for at least 12 to 18 months.
Okay, that's good information. So the jobs are running for...
what they're going to take to get through all the parts, you know.
Okay, so nothing under 12 is basically what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
All right, no. The more info I get here before I even go to the drawing board in the underwriting department is, you know, the better. Like, I'm not going to come back now with anything under 12. It'd be a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect, perfect. So if we can ideally get you this $30,000, let's say maybe 14 or... hopefully, maybe we can get into the 20s month term there. That'd be something that you can work with.
Yeah.
Get the job done.
Ultimately, you know, I think my idea would be like the 24 months. I mean, that's what I would like to see. But then again, what I would like to see and what happens is two different things. But that's just my idea.
Yeah. Well, no, if we, you know, I have in random rare cases, You're on the cusp. If the credit was a little bit higher, if you were like in the 780s, I'd say you got a pretty good chance of getting that long-term length, good, nice monthly payments. I like to say it's kind of like the, you ever see a Mercedes or Lexus commercial where it's like, you can lease this for $300 a month. Like, bullshit, one out of 1,000 people can do that, you know, their 800s credit score and, you know.
Yeah.
Perfect. I got my pay stubs. I make $50,000 a month. Like, yeah, that guy can get a $300 Mercedes. Everyone else, you and me, you're probably paying $500 or $600.
No, yeah, exactly.
So, no, but we do get a good perspective here of what you're looking for, at least what you need. So I'll come back to the drawing board and come back to the table here with something that'll fit that.
Okay.
All right. So do you have any more questions, Steve? I feel like we got a good little touching base here and should have some numbers for you soon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like I said, the sooner the better that I can get, you know, get an answer, whether it's yay, nay, whatever the case is, you know.
No, 100%. I'll get this work. I'll get started on this, and hopefully, if not tomorrow, Monday morning, we'll definitely have some numbers.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. Take care then. Bye-bye.